Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubber Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two Jews, no harm in Killebrews.
A.k.a. in stories we are clear and the end of this podcast is near. Guys, the end is nigh. We have a couple more left. We're going to do this one today and then we're going to do a couple next week. I don't think we'll get actually to the 30th. We'll get to the 29th and that'll be it.
Afterwards, you know, we mentioned this. We're mentioning every day in case people miss some of the podcast. We're going to end this daily podcast, but we're going to step into a new phase. We're going to start our own Sklar Brothers Patreon for only $5 a month. You will get a bunch of content, a new Cheap Seats, the old TV show episode every month. We're going to figure out a way to do that every single month. We're going to give you one of these types of podcasts a week, hopefully four a month, and some other content, some extra stuff from View from the Cheap Seats pod.
It's going to be fun. Again, for a very small commitment, it's a great way to support us, and we can get you content that's just for you. And we love doing it, and thank you guys for supporting us. For those diehards who are still listening to this podcast on a daily basis, we love you, and thank you for supporting us, and hopefully you'll jump with us to this new venture. Okay, we are coming down to the wire, herd immunity.
Yes.
Either you get the vaccine like the majority of us, or you hold on to your archaic and dangerous anti-vax beliefs. And as far as we're concerned...
hey, you're on your own.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Biden's offering free beer to people getting vaxxed.
Yeah. Make it a damn party,
people,
folks.
Could win millions of dollars if they get
vaccinated. Get a shot in the arm, man.
That's how important.
You have a shot at $1 million.
This tiny thing that tons of people did without any incentive except to help make the world safer.
Make the world better for the common good.
So when an anti-vaxxer, someone who isn't just not getting vaxxed, Jay, but someone who is adamantly going after those who do get vaxxed, gets COVID, that's going to bring a smile to our faces.
That's
we gonna love
justice.
That. We gonna love it. That to me feels good. Schadenfreude that feels good.
Yes.
It's a Schadenfreude in the arm, right?
Under Schadenfreude in the German dictionary, there should be a picture of your dying ass.
You get exactly what you deserve in this instance, and Shakespeare himself could not have written it any better.
Uh-huh.
And with that, here we go. Rick Wiles.
Rick
Wiles,
Rick.
Who's a senior pastor, so you know he doesn't listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. Has been hospitalized with COVID after saying he would never get vaccinated because it's a mass death campaign.
Hey, you know what's a mass death campaign?
COVID!
That by the way, the vaccine has killed far fewer people.
Fewer people than the COVID-19.
I think it's zero to like many million.
Because so many people have been dying from getting the vaccine. You know what a mass death campaign really
the vaccine is. Yeah.
Yeah. The previous administration's mishandling of the pandemic for nearly a year.
That was a mass death campaign.
Oh, yeah. Telling Bob Woodward on a phone call that you know it's an airborne disease that is way more dangerous than one that can just be transmitted through
people.
And
then downplaying that to the public.
That's what we call a mass death campaign. Yeah. Not doing anything which caused 600,000 people to die in a country, in our country, is a mass death campaign, you stupid idiot. You
murder.
Yeah. His website, True News, which, of course... TRU News. So if you can't even spell
anytime
the word,
you're not even being truthful about the spelling of the word.
Right. Announced at the weekend that he had tested positive and had to be taken to hospital for oxygen. That's not why he had to be taken to the hospital.
Well, why should we believe that report?
It's True News,
Jay.
Oh,
okay.
It's
okay.
True News.
Yep.
You know you can't trust a website who can't even spell, like you said, the word true correctly. True TRU tells me that we won't be seeing any truth in the website. Mm-mm. So his own website reported that he had COVID.
It's like when they make a sugar substitute, but they spell it like S-H-U-G-G-A-R. You know,
sugar.
It's fake sugar.
Sugar.
It's not real.
Me, once he got COVID and they announced it, I wish I had Kawhi Leonard's long giraffe style laugh, like castrated. Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha
ha. Mr. Wiles told his True News audience last month that he was not going to get vaccinated because he believed the jabs were used to commit genocide.
Believed?
Based on what? A hunch? A hope?
A wish?
Maybe. It's definitely not based on science, that's for sure.
Or facts.
True to me, TRU is another word for anti-science. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Can we just agree with that? Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I'm going to be one of those survivors. I'm going to survive the genocide.
Or maybe you won't.
Which
you got COVID
is why this is bringing such joy to us, this story. I want people to tell you that you're a survivor when you can't get off a ventilator. That would be fun.
There's, by the way, no way this guy backtracks.
Nope.
None. No way at all.
Or says that, hey, now that I realize this, I've had an epiphany. I saw God. I spoke to her. Mm-hmm. No way does he say that his ideas were wrong. He cannot. He is checkmated by his own dumb name of his website, True News.
TRU.
But wait, if what you said about vaccines wasn't true, then what about all the other crazy stories that you ran about Hollywood lizard people drinking the blood of white Christian babies?
Ooh, yikes. Kind of a credibility issue now.
Or your 80-part expose about how the election was stolen.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to believe now since you're way off about this whole vaccination thing.
It's hard to know what is true news and what isn't.
Well, we'll ask you in 6 months when you're no longer with us.
Yep.
I don't even know why you get to go to the hospital because it's kind of a hoax.
I know. Hospitals are hoaxes. I'm not going to allow the COVID maniacs to convince me to be vaccinated. Maniacs! There is a mass death campaign underway right now. I'm going to survive a global genocide. I'm going to bet that on the genocide here. That's to me. I'm going to, if I were a betting guy, I'm going to throw some
Danny
money
Sheridan has odds on the genocide.
Odds
over you,
in Vegas are you ain't surviving, bud. Mm-hmm. And then who will get all the true news out to people at point, Jay? Who? True News suddenly suspended broadcast last week, announcing that it was experiencing a sudden cluster of flu and COVID among some employees.
Flu and COVID. You know, they had to put flu first because they want to downplay the COVID. Yeah, you know, two things that are kind of the same, flu and COVID.
I'm going to guess that there was very little flu, maybe one case of flu, Jay. With all the flu going around at True News, maybe you should call yourselves Flu News.
Oh, snap!
I mean, that flu is rampant over there, and that is how you spell flu, F-L-U.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
I hope the whole crack news staff over there at True News survives it. I mean, we need your hard-hitting journalistic take as part of the four state guys. You guys are really holding it down.
Yeah, you're keeping everyone honest. Thank you.
The outlet then announced on Sunday that Mr. Wiles had been hospitalized and urged followers to pray for him. Urgent request. Please be praying for Rick Wiles right now. Please report so that there is an army of people praying.
So wait a second.
Pray that he gets his shit together and gets vaccinated?
How about we just do praying? He doesn't need any medical thing. Let's see if this works on you. Only prayers.
Only prayers.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you the rest of the story.
Hey guys, welcome back. Again, we'd love for all of you to join us on the Patreon, which is our next step, doing cheap seats for you guys and versions of this show on a weekly basis and some other extras from our interviews of our View from the Cheap Seats guests and fun stuff. It's Sklar Brothers on Patreon. Follow us, subscribe, $5 a month. That's what it is. There are going to be no levels. It's just that, and we're going to give you that extra content. I hope you'll join us. Hope as many of you that can will join us. We'd love to do it for you. All right. When we left, a guy who was a pastor who said that he was not going to get vaccinated because it's a mass death campaign got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then wanted the True News, which is his news organization, wanted his people to pray for him. Mm-hmm. Pray that he gets his shit together and gets vaccinated. Can we pray for that? Pray that he comes to his senses and explains how dumb he's been about the virus and the vaccination all this time. I would pray for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell us what to pray for specifically. You didn't.
What if we want to pray for that?
Yeah.
Can we?
Can we pray that our Jewish lizard God turned on the space laser, brought it down?
On his COVID to knock it out? Let's do that. Mr. Wiles in True News has been accused of promoting racist, here we go, anti-Semitic, homophobic, and Islamophobic content.
Wait, what? But this is True News.
It's True News. In 2014, Mr. Wiles said that the spread of Ebola could, quote, solve America's problems with atheism, homosexuality, promiscuity, pornography, and abortion.
Meaning that Ebola would, kill gay people
in America who didn't believe in God. That's his plan.
Wow, this story just keeps getting better, now he's got COVID?
I know. The fact that he thought that Ebola would kill all homosexuals in America, and he himself got COVID because he was an anti-vaxxer, could be the silver lining that we've been looking for recently. This, to me, is making me feel better about everything.
This almost, I don't know, would turn atheists into God-fearing. It's like hard to prove that there isn't a God when something like this happens.
How could you not believe in God when you hear this great news that this guy has COVID?
This is going to test atheists' will more than anything right now.
The outlet frequently described Barack Obama as a demon from hell, and Mr. Wiles said that he had spiritually sodomized the nation. Ugh, I'm so torn.
God, I kind of want him to keep talking.
I want him to keep talking, but then again, I don't want him to be able to talk because I want him to be on a ventilator.
Yes.
True News announced that Laura Witzke, a Republican Senate candidate, will fill in and co-host Mr. Wiles' nightly TV program for the next 2 weeks. That's the problem. This ignorant bitch could be voting on stuff in the Senate. That's ridiculous. Understand what I'm talking about?
That's ridiculous.
She's a self-described flat earther and has voiced her support for conspiracy theories related to 9/11, QAnon, and anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. That woman is in the Senate. So this, all of these people and all this, don't get the vaccine.
Please don't.
Get
COVID. Hang out with each other. Get COVID.
And die. We don't care. We really don't care. We don't need you on this.
I'm rooting for it.
So Vegas odds are that you're going to get blasted and there'll be no more True News in this world.
Crossing fingers, hopefully.
And that is.
From our mouth to your God's ears.
That's right. And that is the show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
We got the jokes.
See you tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da. Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.